Yeah, good morning, team. Welcome. Happy Valentine's, right? our grandson at school, they had their Valentine's party yesterday. That was lots of fun. So this morning, you guys, we're going to be talking about how to find more people to talk to and customers. And, you know, we've got a much more customer focus now with our business, with our low prices, and the ability to really build a customer base more than we've ever had before. But we still have, you know, all the parts to our business. People could just focus on the retail, but it's much more powerful to combine having customers plus a building a business just like that we always have done. And so, you know, there's kind of like the three parts. There's finding, developing, servicing customers, and that's where our QPPV, our qualified personal point volume, comes from. And then in our personal group, you know, bringing people on board, either having customers that upgrade as they decide that they want to work with us, or actually, you know, just going out and looking for people that we would love to have on our team and having those conversations. I know Ben Woodward is doing that. He's looking for, you know, people to bring on board as his team partners. And somebody on board over from UK, because that's where his, you know, where his friends live. And
conference muted.
Okay. We'll do this for a little bit.
Okay, sure. And then Ben is going to be talking this morning on Dave's call. That's at 8 a.m. Pacific time. He's going to be talking on how to develop silvers. So that's what we do in our personal group. We bring on people that are interested in earning money, and we help them move from being a direct to a senior to an executive to a silver. And so that's one part of our business. And then the third part is developing leaders, helping our people go from, you know, silver to gold, to platinum, to diamond, to royal diamond, and, of course, ourselves as we do that, as we help our team members. So there's the three parts. There's finding and developing customers, and that's our QPPV. And then there's our personal group volume, where we bring on people as business partners, and we help them develop their businesses to silver. And then there's the part where we develop our leaders. So this morning we're going to be focusing on that part about how to find people. It all starts, all of it, of course, starts with finding like-minded people, people that are interested both in being healthier, people that are interested in helping others, people that are interested in earning more money, either additional money or a whole brand new career, a whole way to be able to earn money. You know, Dave Johnson's always talking about, you know, having a way to earn money that really makes a difference, that we can really feel good about. So this morning, we're going to have Pam Barnes is going to share, and Ruth Lowe is going to share ways they get fine, because they're always in our top, you know, how we celebrate every month the people that have the top personal group volumes, and they're always in that group, so they're going to be sharing. Next week, Carrie Percy has recently, she had been a hairdresser, and so she has.
I think she still is.
Maybe she still is, and so she put together a seminar, a workshop, how to be the best they could be, plus, you know, all of them have things like aches and allergies, like sore shoulders, sore wrists, things like that. And I think she had like 50 people there, and that 50 of them all enrolled as customers. And she's going to be on our call next week to share that. One of the things, you know, recently Tina Davidson, she had met a person that got her into Perry Ellis. A lot of big corporations do now have like
wellness
centers. They have people, and you know, they're interested in helping their people to be healthier and have less sick days and be more productive, be more alert, be their best. And anyway, she was able to go into Perry Ellis and do a presentation, and that was very successful. And she's going to, I think she'll be able to share that next week also. So all the different ways that we can get into conversations and meet new people. And there was a call, it was last Wednesday. It was Dave's, you know how he does that WebEx every Wednesday. And it was Paige Murphy. Well, maybe it was Monday. I think it was Monday because it was when Rick's call would have been. Oh, yeah. It was Paige Murphy, Carrie Percy, Molly Simpson, Bernadette McBurney, and Ben Woodward were on it. And Bernadette, I mean, it was fabulous. And so if you were on that, I think Dave told me it was on his YouTube. Anyway, I'm trying to find it so I could send you guys the link, but it was awesome. I just want to share here just for a couple minutes. Bernadette, on that call, she went into ways that she finds people to talk to and the ways that she helps her people, her business partners, to find people to talk to. And so she said, you know, how do we find new contacts? So look at the people that you already know and the people that they know who care about their health, that want to stay healthy, that want to stay strong, that want to have vitality over the years to come. And who do you know that's like you, that cares about, that's concerned about the quality of your water, about, weight management, about having healthy kids, and then find ways to get together with them. And to have fun, to like maybe have a party, get together, to have a breakfast, a lunch. So that's people that you already know and people that they know. And then new contacts, do things that you love where you can, be in contact new people. She likes to go to places where there's, like wellness expos and there's vendors. And her goal is always to get like 20 cards. And to get into conversations with those vendors, she looks for people that she likes their energy. She gets into conversations with them. She asks them things like, how long have you been doing this? And what do you love best about it? And, they start to talk a little bit. And then she'll say, I know you're really busy here today. Let's continue this conversation later. Like maybe let's do it over coffee. And she sets an appointment so that she can get together with them. And another idea she had is go to business mixers, or you create events yourself, like moms of young children that want to get together and have fun but be able to bring their children and that are concerned about their children's health, people that want to look good, feel good, maybe people that are concerned about stress management. Just create events on subjects that people are interested in. Then she talked about offering people ways, like to realtors, to financial planners, ways to set themselves apart from the competition. And like she suggested, like the realtors, are you interested in learning something about how you can stand out from the other realtors and how when you can be talking to your people about helping them find a home, also about creating a happy home and where you can nurture your family. So she just had some really great ideas on how to find new people.
All right. Pam and Ron, if you guys want to do it together, your line is unmuted.
Okay. We are here. Well, I'm sure Ruth and I are going to step on each other's ideas back and forth. The main thing that I want to say is to be aware of what is around you. And that takes repetition. I know in the book, The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy states that you do something you do over and over again, and then it just becomes second nature. And I've been told by Downline that, Pam, you think that like that. I don't yet. So, it is one of those things that will happen. But, for example, it just happened to us this week. I went to have my breast thermography done because I don't do mammograms anymore. And Ron went with me because in the retirement stage, we had errands to do. So he actually was the one that started the conversation, because the place that I go, I've talked to the owner several times, and he hasn't grasped onto the magnetics and the far infrared or anything. And Chip wasn't there, unfortunately. But Ron picked up real quick about that they need a display of our new skincare. And he started the conversation with the lady at the desk, and so I'm following up on that. I was in the back getting my pictures taken. So, you know, it's just being aware and listening to what people say and not jumping on them. You know, we don't want to do that. But just to keep it filed away for future. I would tell you how I did, Jack and Karen, when you all called me, you know, you ask about, you know, the numbers that I had from the sale and things like that. I keep, and I have boxes, truly boxes, and now the numbers aren't probably any good because they're so old. I have never thrown away a slip of paper that somebody filled out at a health fair I've done. Okay, but I keep the most recent ones. Granted, I'm not going back to do ones from 15 years ago, but I make an email or a text message, and I just simply sit here and I have my list of the papers, and they're already entered into my phone or into the computer. And I always make notes on them, like if they've given me an incorrect email, then I make that on there. So I might send it to their cell phone the next time. But I just copy the text and send it, copy the text and send it, copy the email and send it. I do it individually. I don't want anybody to think, oh, this is a mass email and, you know, she doesn't really know who I am or it's just for sales. Because it's not. I want to show them that I care. I have never had anybody come back and say, do not send me any more things. Well, I take it back. I had one. And he was actually an exercise guy. But that's the only one in, you know, all my years, but I will say really heavy in the last 2 years where I've sent out these repeat the texts and the emails and things. And I don't do it every week, guys. I mean, I do it like once a quarter. I find something that I need to contact them on. And, of course, the 40% was a biggie. And being gone, that deterred me from doing as many as I really wanted to do because I would have sat here the entire week and just drilled it out one-to-one-to-one. And when I send it to somebody, if I remember something personal about them, I'm going to put that in there, you know, whether it's about, you know, their child or whatever, some little something, not a super long text like we're doing now when we do our talking text. So copy it, send it to the next one. Of course, now every quarter I would run a discount code. I know that's, you know, up in the air right now, but never more than 10%, okay? And I didn't do it over and over again because if you do it over and over again as a percentage, then people are waiting on that sale. Those of us that have been in for a while remember back when one of the presidents would run sales. And I still have those people that I talked to back then say to me, well, when's the next sale going to be? And, of course, after this one, I said, there will never be another one. You know, there will never be. So, and then I take the new products. And anytime there's a new product, I will sit here after I know they're in stock, okay? Facebook, email, texting. I mean, I set my little 123 office up and do the same thing with that. And then the other thing is check on the delivery. Like I know a lot of my people got their things yesterday. So I will this weekend be sending out emails or texts. Have you opened it? Did you plug it in? Did you, you know, here's the setup instructions for the waterfall, things like that. And that gives you a reason to follow up. And then in 10 days or 2 weeks from now, follow up on how they like it. So use any, I'm going to call it an excuse, but anything you can think of to have a real reason to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Or maybe even just say that, I'm thinking about you. And, of course, I do a lot of lunches. I'm a big one-on-one person lately, more than the big groups, except for the big meetings that I want, you know, the team to come to and new people to come to evaluate us. But I also do lunches. You know, it's worth the $10, $12 on a lunch that I'm going to buy for somebody, and they're always thrilled when I do. So that's my tidbits. I won't keep going because there's others to speak. So thank you for letting me share, Jack and Karen.
Oh, fabulous.
Those were fantastic, Pam. No wonder you're always in the top 10. Those are gems, nuggets of wisdom. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and you have to mark in your calendar. Like I will mark off, and I have a written calendar too, and I'll put a big X on half of the day and put down which group I'm going to work on that day. You know, whether it's health fair contacts, distributors, customers, whatever, and you block that out. then do
right.
it.
Yep, and then do it, right. Block out the time and then do it, absolutely.
That's fabulous. All right, let's see, Ruth, I saw you in here. I know. There you are. Okay, you're unmuted.
Good morning. Pam, amazing notes and points for us, so thank you for sharing. I'm always taking notes when Pam speaks. She's amazing. Anyway, so I would like to add to some of those. When we were in Utah, Ben Woodward and Mike DiMuccio had the very last session of the day when we did our breakout sessions, and they just made a list of things that people were just throwing out there that they were doing. So I wanted to share that list, and some of it may be repetitive, but I just wanted to let you know what it was. One of them was home parties, and that was like Molly Simpson's amazing forte, how she do home parties, even with the young, you know, the young Gen Xers or whatever, the 20-year-olds and stuff like that. Networking groups. I know that my upline, Margie Kaluhi, does a lot of BNI. She's been doing it for years. And I personally do the chamber. For me, it has been worth it because the chamber has a monthly networking meeting, and then I'm on their health committee, and that's monthly. And then they have a new member orientation meeting. That's quarterly. I go to that. And then any other events, and that's all part of my membership. So for me, that's worked out fairly well. It gets me out there to meet people. And just you never know who knows somebody that could use our they all can use our technology, but you never know who they know that might be open. So it gives me a chance to have referrals. The other item is social events, you know, any family events, weddings, retirements, any type of get-togethers, whether it's through work or through family. Those opportunities for us to just – I was at a wedding, and there was a table with all my uncles and aunties, and I showed one uncle the bracelet because he's a big golfer. I sold 12 bracelets at one time because everybody wanted it. Everybody was a golfer. So it was really crazy. I came back to my table. I said, Rob, you're not going to believe it just happened. I just sold like 12 to Uncle Bob, Auntie Shirley, Auntie May. I mean, just like, they all wanted one. So it's pretty funny. Church groups. I am active in my church. I do quite a bit of volunteer, and people come across my path all the time that have a need, or they see my Pymag water bottle, or their hands hurt, and I put my bracelet on them. I just worked with a gentleman just 2 days ago, and I'm going to meet him this Sunday after church, after our service, and to go over the waterfall because he's very interested. So that to me is an added bonus just by going to church. The other thing, boots. My very first two silvers that I broke, I met at a county fair. It was in Florida, and just decided to do a booth. It wasn't a whole heck of a lot of money. I typically don't spend a lot of money on my boots. I'm not sure that's a great return. So if it's too expensive, then I actually go and be a participant and then go from each booth to booth to make contacts and get to know the vendors. But if I actually set a booth, it's usually fairly reasonable. I don't spend a lot of money on that. And just like Karen mentioned earlier with Bernadette, the original list that we have, just like Pam talked about, those contacts that she has kept from all the years, to, you know, that's a lot of people we can go back to. So go through your original list. I personally have been going through my old genealogies and calling people and just a message and just say, hey, I want to let you know what was going on. And there's some new changes. It's amazing. Prices have been more competitive now. So it's just really easy to share what's happening with NECAN right now. Social media. And so people like Nadine Staff and, the young gal that's on the front homepage. Just they are using their Facebooks and different tools in social media to make their business grow. That is something that's my weak point, so I've got to learn about that. And I don't know how many of you, when you first started, did a 100 names list. Go back and find your 100 names list and go look at that. And it's pretty amazing how those names have changed from that category. Like maybe your hairdresser is different now, or maybe who does your pedicure is different now, or your barber is different. So go revisit that. And let's see, what else do we have here? And then there were suggestions about key groups. Like there are groups for diabetics, groups for MS, groups for fibromyalgia, and call them and talk to them because they are always looking for speakers to just talk on health topics. I just went to get my dog groomed at a brand new grooming place that does holistic natural stuff, and I He just opened in December. And I said, wow, he had a great space. And I told him what I did. And he was like, wow, we should barter. I said, I would love to barter. I said, I would love to come and do classes here and educate your clients on how good it is to have, you know, this good shower and this good water and the Mag Duo. So I was talking about a few things. And he's like, yeah, let's meet. I would really like to do that. And he's new, so he's looking for contacts. So it's a win-win. So I am going to meet with him probably not next week because we have spring break here, but the following week. So just there's all kinds of groups that you can go look at. The other thing, when I was thinking about Jack asking, well, how are we meeting people? And just like Pam said, we're not really doing anything different than what we've done for years. It's, you know, but it's just following up with them. So yesterday I was walking my dog and I met two people that I've not seen before. One gentleman had a little dog that had a cone on it. I said, oh my goodness, what happened? And he said, oh, she's got hot spots. I'm like, really? I said, I've got to share with you this nutritional that we have called J. Greenzymes, and I've helped many dogs. And so I got his information and I'm about to follow up and knock on his door and just give him information I have on the J. Greenzymes. And then I continued walking, and I met a woman that I had met 3 years ago when I first moved to San Diego, but I lived someplace else, and I knew she looked familiar, and she does oneness blessings, which is just type of meditation, and she's like, oh, my goodness, I haven't seen you in so long, so I told her what I was doing. I told her I live in the neighborhood. I said I work at my home, and I have all these wellness things. She was really, I'd really be interested about that, so I just think God keeps blessing us. When you get up in the morning and have the intention of knowing that you're going to help somebody today, and who knows where it's going to come from because only God will provide it, I think it just comes. And that was effortless. So I was just like, oh, my goodness. So there are so many ways that we can meet people. I just went to the library, I think last week, and the time is flying. Yeah, and I just happened to see a brochure. I've never seen it before. I go to the library all the time. See this brochure, and it says, Activities for the Community 50 and Plus. So I'm like, what? It was like a 90-page booklet of courses from January to April. I went through it with a fine-tooth comb from cover to cover, and there are 23 events that I can go to between now.
Woo-hoo!
And I was like, holy mackerel. I couldn't believe it. And some of them were free. They're only like 1.5-hour classes, but some of them were free, and some of them were really inexpensive. I think the most expensive class was $10. And they range from $5 to $10. And so I circled up all these classes, and I made a list from February, March, and April. And I have over 20 events that I can go to. And I'm like, wow, I'll be doing things that I like to learn. Like, for instance, one of the things I wanted to learn was how to use Craigslist because I have some things in my garage I want to sell. But you know, I'm like, cool, for $5, I can go learn, meet people. How cool is that? And then there's things on health, but there's also different things that I want to learn how to do, like how to crochet, you know. I've always wanted to learn how to do that. So I'm like, okay, I can go for $5 and go meet people. And those that crochet a lot, their hands are going to hurt. So I can put an ankle wrap on there and put a bracelet on there. So I just thought, oh, my gosh, all these opportunities to go do things that I want to do, and then I'll get to meet people that have like-minded things that I like to do, right? So it's going to be fun. But it's there.
That is
awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah, let's all go out and see if we can find one of those little magazines. And I love it really. And like those people that are giving the classes and they're making $5 or $10 per person. Now they're entrepreneurial. You could talk to them and they might be somebody that might be interested in. And do it, you know, coming on board as a partner with you. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's so many opportunities out there. And I think they just, it's, you know, the God-given opportunities. You know, they just appear because there's such a need for what we do and what we have to share. You just have to go out there with the right mindset to know that God can provide. And not stress over, because I think when you're stressed and you're like, I have to meet somebody, I have to meet something, that just creates a barrier. That negativity just creates a barrier. And I'm sure, like Pam can share, you know, you just know that you are, and then it just happens because you're allowing it. So go do the things that you enjoy. Know that what you have to share is very powerful and that you can make a difference in their lives. And then things just happen. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Wow.
Let's open it up Jack, is it open, or do they need to raise their hand?
Yeah.
Anybody that has a question for either Pam or for Ruth, or you have an idea, I mean, you have something that you want to share, how you're finding, new people to talk to and build relationships with.
Okay, just raise your hand with 5-star. 5-star on your phone. We'll see a little blue hand pop up.
There's Julie.
Julie Matt. Okay. You're open, Julie.
Good morning, everybody. So much wonderful information. I love this call. I just do. It gets me all pumped up for Saturday and for the whole week. So thank you so much for that. I just wanted to let you know that I think, Ruth, what you just said about and obviously what Pam said, just go out and be you. If you have it in your heart, it's going to happen. I have a friend who has a ladies' night gathering this Friday, and she reached out to me the other day, and she's like, remember when you gave me that rollout? And I said, yeah, I do remember that. Do you think you could come and do that for all the people coming to the party? I said, yeah, I think I could do that. That's not a problem. I can arrange that. So, I'll pack up my demo sleep set and head over with my Mag Creator and, hook up a bunch of ladies who are there just to relax and have fun. And that's the best environment. I'm not there to do a sales pitch, but they're going to feel better and they're going to want to hear more about it. And I know at least 2 people who will be in attendance have sleep products. So they're going to share how wonderful they are. But it's just living my life, right, has brought these people, they're coming to me and saying, will you do this? So it's great.
Awesome.
Maybe you better take somebody.
Yeah, you're going to need extra hands to do the role.
Well, I'll teach somebody there who I think has the right, the je ne sais quoi,
there you go.
You can, right? I'll start training right there.
train them up so they can do it too, right? That way you can do multiple ones. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Here we have a hand raised, and I'm not sure who it is.
Is this Margie 703?
It's Margie Kalaluhi. Good morning, Infinite Love and Gratitude. Yeah, I am really excited because our check was better than it's been, even though it was 40% off, we still made a lot of money. So I'm excited about that, but I was also going to tell you all that, there's a lot of business lunches that you can go to that are free, or what you can do is you can start your own network lunch or network brunch. What we do is, we'll have a Sunday brunch at Bonefish, and a lot of the places now have, a conference room, and we'll just invite a lot of people that we know and just say, let's have a networking business brunch, and then that way we can write off our lunch, but then you'll meet new people at the lunch or the brunch. Yeah, and you can just say we're gonna do a networking brunch, or you can go to a BNI meeting as a guest. You can go to 2 of them for free, and some meet in the morning, real early in the morning, like mine meets at 7:15. But some will meet at lunch for those of you that have kids, and you can just go as a guest. You can go as my guest. Just say, Margie Kalaluhi invited me, to go to. And just look at BNI. There's a bunch of them. But if anything, you get to pass your cards around to everybody twice. And then what you can do is also just get their card and set up a appointment time. But the holistic expo that I went to this past weekend, I was slammed demonstrating the water, the waterfall. I told them, they're on back order, but that's okay. You're still getting a great price at $250 when
we
before
heard
it was, $385. Hmm?
Might be shipping. They might be shipping now again.
They are shipping now.
They are shipping the waterfalls now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, perfect, because I thought they said it wasn't until March. But that's cool, I'm really excited. That the prices are affordable, that everyone can afford a waterfall, and at the thing I was just demonstrating with the water bottle, on the hands, and a lot of people were just amazed with that. So that was really cool. And then, what you do is you get them to come to an event at your place or another event. Like we invite them to a potluck, or we invite them to an open house, a wellness home open house, or we invite them because, you know, we do different things. We have a Reiki share, and anyone that comes to the Reiki share, they have to have a water demo, and, you know, they see the air filter and everything. But but the biggest thing is go to as many, you know, the chamber also has different free events. You don't have to be a member. So it's really good for people to go to that.
Great idea.
So anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
Okay.
Yeah, Margie, that's awesome. What kind of event were you just at? What was it called?
You know, Natural Awakenings, they have that magazine that people that said all over, really, Natural Awakenings. They had a holistic expo. And at first I wasn't going to go, you know, because like two. But then I went to, you know, this ladies lunch, a woman's business lunch, and it was a door prize, and I just knew I was going to win it, so I won. Isn't that amazing? You just. Yeah, so I got a free booth. And it was really neat because the lady next to me, she knew me from another business lunch. A free women's business lunch. So it was great that she could refer, tell people to come to my booth. And I had Joe and Esther there, so they were helping me. They were real fun. They're under Ruth, Ruth Lowe.
Oh, awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was really fun. So into love and gratitude.
Oh, absolutely, Margie. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We have one more hand.
Oh, yes, Candace. Let's see. Open Candace's line. Let's see. Okay, you're open, Candace. You can talk now.
Candace Moore, are you still there?
Did you mute
your
online?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, there you are.
Okay, Margie, on your doing a trade show, I know that you take your waterfall, and do you have any other products that are on the table? I've got a trade show in March. And I'm trying to figure out how to put it together. Do you hand out brochures? Do you have those available? What do you have on your table?
I have a few things on my table. I just focused on the water that day just because everyone will want to drink the water. And, you know, in this case, I mean, I had a lot of people around the table, and you only have so much time with each person. So I just did the water bottle and the waterfall. Those are the two things I focused on. Now, if I had more time, I would have done the demo with the car seat. Do you see what I'm saying? But what happened was they had this thing where they had to go to each booth and get a sticker. So they had to talk to me for a minute before I give them a sticker. Do you see?
Oh.
Yeah, it's in order to get a door prize, that kind of thing.
Now what?
But that's what I focused on, and then I gave them my business card, and you know it has my website that goes directly to my Nikan website.
Okay. And what do you do with a car seat?
What I do with the car seat is I do the balance demonstration where they put their 2 feet together, you know, because it's easy to be out of balance when you have both your feet together. And I put their arms behind their back, and they're clasping their hands. And then I put my fist, you know, in their hand with their hands clasped. And then you push down, and of course they're going to go backwards, you know, because it throws them out of balance. But if you take the car seat, and I tell them you can't see energy, you know, you can't see negative energy like your computer or your cell phone, and you can't see good energy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this car seat and just show you what it'll do. So I just take the car seat, just like Ruth and I do this all the time, you know, not touching it, but I just wave it around their back for 3 seconds, and then you do the same muscle test, and they're strong, and they just can't believe how balanced they are just by taking the car seat and moving it around. Do you see? Or even we used to have the bed sample. You can do it with that. It's just if you show them like a car seat because they're going to want to use the car seat everywhere, I do that, and then they're balanced. And then what I do is I let them touch their cell phone, and then you do the same test, and they go backwards again. So I tell them you want to protect yourself. And that's when after that I would show them the insoles, like if they're at my house. And you can do all that in 5 minutes, really. You know, you can do the water demo and the car seat demo in 5 minutes. It's pretty simple.
And Margie, you can suggest to them that this is a miniature sleep system. I mean, if they have the sleep system,
yeah,
energy all night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. I tell them I travel with it. But see, everyone sees me. I mean, I carry my products with me everywhere. I carry it to church. I carry it even when we go to a restaurant. I mean, last night we went to this couple thing, you know, because it's a Valentine, a relationship thing, from this church. And everyone saw my car seat, and they asked, are those magnets? I said, yeah, and it keeps me warm. It was cold in that room, you know. And I'll let people sit in it, too, and they'll feel the warmth. So, you know, I tell them, you know, it helps your blood flow and it helps circulation. Infinite love and gratitude. I know we're not supposed to make medical claims, but, you know, they get it that way. Every cell in your body has a positive and negative. Anywhere you put this technology, you're going to get good energy, good blood.
Absolutely.
And water is blood. That's another thing you always want to say. Water is blood, so the quality of water you drink is the type of blood you have.
Wow.
Do you have any posters or anything that you that will attract them to your table besides the waterfall?
You know, I don't.
Waterfall.
Yeah. Robert said my smile. But, you know, I'm very, you know, it's the energy around you that attracts people. So you cannot have a negative thought at all. You know, you have to know that what you're doing is you're sharing this gift of health and wellness and love, you know. And, you know, send in the water, infinite love and gratitude changes the frequency. That's Dr. Emoto's work, you know. And that's what I do is I just tell people that this water's so good for you. You know, just feel your teeth. You know, I have them feel their teeth, how smooth it is before they even drink the water. And then after they drink the water, I tell them to feel your teeth. I used to be a dental hygienist, just like Pam. And when they feel their teeth are smoother. And I tell them that's what it's doing to your cells. It's cleansing your cells. So I like to tell people, when I was a dental hygienist, I used to teach you how to keep your teeth forever. Now I'm teaching you how to keep your cells healthy so you can keep your organs forever.
Oh, that's
great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So those are just my little words of wisdom that I like to tell people. It makes them think. And the investment is so little now, you know, compared to how it used to be. You're saving over $100-some buying this filter now.
Wow. May I call you later on?
Sure. Okay, I'll give you my cell. If anyone wants to call me, they're welcome to. It's 850-291-0848. 850-291-0848. If I can't pick up, text me, and then I can text you back.
Okay.
That way I have your phone number.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. This has been awesome.
Woohoo, you guys. Wow. I mean, isn't it great? I love how you talk about energy, Margie. I mean, it's our energy from our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and then the energy from these products. And I really love how you're helping people to understand how, you know, we need to have healthy cells, because if we have healthy cells, we'll have healthy organs. If we have healthy organs, we have healthy bodies, you know, healthy longevity. It's critical. People have to know this. I mean, when you just look out there and see all the problems that people are having, the more we can get this word out, I mean, to be a blessing to other people and when they find out, you know, and really with the price of these products now and how effective they are, I mean, we can just help so many people.
Like the guy that was on Dave Johnson's call yesterday in Hawaii that sold so many waterfalls. I think their volume was like 50,000 points for selling waterfalls.
Yeah, if you missed that, Vance Rogers was sharing one of his guys is over in Hawaii, and they have a huge epidemic with diabetes in Hawaii. They have, how did they say that?
They have more kidney dialysis centers than they do fitness centers in Hawaii.
and they have a need for more. I mean, they're behind. They can't treat all the people that need it. And so this NECAN person over in Hawaii, you know, they're showing people about the waterfalls and how
Well, there's that one story. It was, I think it was a woman or a person that had had been undergoing chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy damaged the body.
Their kidneys, yeah.
Their kidneys. And within 10
days. They had to go on dialysis, yeah.
Within 10 days of the waterfall and jade green dimes. So he recommended that they take jade green dimes and waterfall water. That's the only water that they were to drink anyway. And 10 days, they were able to get off dialysis. And the doctors thought they were going to lose the guy before that. So, pretty amazing story.
Yeah, pretty awesome what we've got a hold of and how we can help other people. And thank you guys for sharing, I mean, all these ways to get, you know, to find people to get into conversations, to do demos, to have fun, to help people start to realize that there are, you know, there are ways they can feel better. And oh my goodness, Margie and Pam and Ruth and somebody else shared. Julie, I mean, thanks, thank you for sharing. And be back next week. Bring your team members on with you. We'll be sharing some more. Carrie's going to be on. I think Tina Davidson's going to be on to share again. And then this morning, if you can make it, be on the one at just coming up here at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Dave's Call with Ben Woodward. So that'll be awesome, too.
And be sure and listen to this one again, and make sure you take notes because.
I've got 4 pages of notes. You amazing people. You, thank you.
Some of you were you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes late, so you missed a lot.
Oh yeah. This is when we'll archive this. You'll want to listen to it over and over. And anybody that missed it, or if you didn't hear the whole thing, to listen to it again.
Okay, bless
you. Love you guys. Yay, team. Open it up so everybody can say hi. Okay, you're unmuted. Yay, team.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
You're awesome.
Thank you. Stay warm.
Thank you.